This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Dave, let's start with Democrats at the Capitol. Seem to be in turmoil right now. Their leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, postponing his book tour. He says it's because of security. Others say it's because of his decision last week to vote with the GOP to keep the government open.
Yeah, complete chaos with Democrats right now. And to the point that you just made, the answer is a little bit of both. Look, Democrats can have a hard time mounting a challenge against Republicans or the Trump administration when they're fighting amongst themselves. And that's exactly what's going on right now. There's a great deal here in Washington, D.C. of intramural action in a very, very damaging way for Democrats. And you saw that laid bare during the negotiations and the run-up to the continuing resolution to keep our government open and keep it funded and have a budget. So Democrats have kind of been out in the wilderness ever since, of course, Donald Trump was elected, certainly since he was inaugurated. And when you add that all up, you see a point 2 months on from Donald Trump's inauguration where no real leader has emerged. There's no face of the Democratic Party that's simply being a face and a voice of the opposition in a meaningful and overriding way. And it's definitely not Chuck Schumer.
What was the, I hear this backlash to Chuck Schumer, but I don't really hear much of why there's a backlash to Chuck Schumer. Because I thought Schumer pretty much explained his position of why he was supporting the funding bill, saying you had to keep the government up and running or else it's, in his view, just the president in charge of everything. And that's the last thing that someone like Chuck Schumer would want. And I haven't really heard the other side of that other than, oh, how could you support this? How could you support this? But nobody's saying like, oh, we would much rather have, furloughed every single government worker. Like, I don't know, what's the alternative that's being presented here?
Yeah. And then, you know, that's I think what you see here is a generation gap to a large degree. There's a element of the gerontocracy at play with the Democrats at this point. And some Democrats have absolutely agreed with Chuck Schumer and believe everything that he said to be true and being basically the best of two bad options for Democrats, at least as they describe it. But people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, some of the far left members of the Democratic Party, I certainly don't want to speak for them, but the argument that they've offered is that you got to do something. You have to show that the Republicans, the only thing that they know, in the opinion of some Democrats, which is strength, which is standing up against them, which is fighting against them and not just simply letting them have everything that they want without some sort of a negotiation or a fight. And the idea that they were proposing is, well, yeah, all right, let the Republicans have it, and let's shut down the government and have the Republicans come back and try to negotiate as the country has done, as lawmakers have done during past government shutdowns, including those on the watch of Donald Trump. There was one a few years back, let's remember, that lasted 35 days, and ultimately the two sides were able to come together and reach a resolution. There would have been a lot of pain under that scenario, but it's one that some of the liberal Democrats felt was going to be a better option than Chuck Schumer just saying, hey, well, you know, we're trying to avoid a bad thing here, but let the Republicans have what they want.
Dave, which elected officials best represent the core values of the Democrat Party right now?
Good question, Susan. And I think the Democrats, if you were to ask them, they wouldn't have a good answer at this point either. You've got, of course, Chuck Schumer leading the Democrats in the Senate, Hakeem Jeffries leading the Democrats on the House side. You've got Kamala Harris, who's sort of in this limbo. Is she going to run for governor of California? Is she going to run again for president in 2028? I mean, there's any of about a dozen different Democrats who could be viable candidates in 2028 for the presidency. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, is making a lot of noise these days. Bernie Sanders is making a lot of noise, although it seems highly unlikely that in his mid-80s he would run for president yet again. And then you have a lot of Democrats crisscrossing the country, and this is something to keep an eye on, holding town hall-style meetings and rallies in Republican areas of the country. This is a very deliberate effort on the part of the Democratic Party and some Democrats to try to appeal ahead of the 2026 midterm elections for House and for Senate to people who might be a little on the fence or uncomfortable with some of the things that the Trump administration is doing right now. That's definitely the most concerted effort and unified effort that Democrats seem to have in place at this point. And again, bears some watching.
Isn't it really simple, though? I mean, hasn't this been figured out, the formula of where you have to kind of go to be successful? Not so much, hey, which one of these Democrats has the best, option for us to go forward? You know, who should we follow? But instead, why don't we just listen to America and figure out what they want and then mold our party based on what we get as a, result of that?
And that's exactly something Democrats are absolutely considering this point. Some poll numbers have come out that are probably disquieting for Democrats about, hey, even a lot of liberals are kind of moving to the center, or people who are moderates or independents, they want a less far-left Democratic Party. So, Democrats ignore that at their own risk. And if they're not trying to offer up policies and offer up solutions to problems that the nation is facing that are going to be attractive to that lot of Americans, then that's going to be something that is going to hinder them politically and definitely going to hurt them at the ballot box come about a year and a half right now when things are going to heat up yet again.
All right, Dave. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too, Susan. Thank you.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider here on WBEN.